Okay, moving on to Article 9, Officers of the Foundation, page 27 of the clean version of the bylaws.
I'm going to make a suggestion.
Sure.
I have to leave in an hour, and I know the diversity is such a major issue, and it seems to be tied into the standing committee issue anyway. Perhaps this would be a good time to approach that issue.
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's just jump right in.
Okay, there's a suggestion by the council to return to the Article
9.
I think it's Article 1, Section
4.
4?
Yeah, Section 4.
All the way to the beginning.
Section 4, relating to, as it's stated there, equal opportunity representation, the issue of diversity. Is there any objection to returning to that section? Hearing none, let's proceed. Kevin? Or has anyone got a motion relative to that?
Let's remove it.
I have an observation, and my observation is that, you know, I think it's marvelous that the board and the members really want to do whatever they can to encourage diversity and participation in the management of the organization, and I think that is something that very much should be encouraged. My concern from a straight legal perspective is that if we go beyond a mission statement and have specific quotas or standards that we impose at the bylaw level, I think it raises two concerns I have. I think one, it's clear that the state of law is in flux. It's flexible, and it will continue to change as we go forward. So anything we put in the bylaws today may not be accurate or consistent with law tomorrow. And I think that's one potential risk I think we should have our eyes open to going forward. So my strong proposal to the board is going to be that we have some kind of mission statement consistent with what the goals are, and then when we have to deal with specifics in application, that we deal with those specifics as the law stands at the time we address them. And that might be, from my perspective, best addressed by, you know, a standing committee who's making proposals to the board on a regular basis, consistent with the then current status of the law.
Does that mean there's some language that you would suggest into that?
There was some language in the prior draft.
Which I think was our prior language, which, you know, is something that I'm obviously comfortable with. I'm more than amenable to any suggestions people have, but like I said, I think that if we try to focus on, you know, an affirmative action program that we're going to put in place today, that is extremely high risk because, you know, law is in flux. And I one of the concerns I've had in trying to advise the board throughout the bylaw procedure is to try to minimize what the board's potential exposure could be in a litigation context, because that's one thing that we really should try to avoid is fighting fights that we really don't want to fight based on bylaws that might create legal issues that third parties can sue us for.
I have a question. This is Jabari. This is in Article 1. Article 1 is titled Identity and Purpose. I don't see the consistency of a section dealing with equal opportunity under the section, under the article section labeled identity and purpose. So one is philosophical, one is almost operational. So this to me seems like it's out of place, because it doesn't deal with the identity and purpose of the foundation from the philosophical point of view of the mission and those long-standing philosophical things that just are emanating whatever we're supposed to do. This gets down into really detailed minutia of specific things and more so than pure philosophical intent. So from a placement point of view, this whole issue, it seems out of place under Article 1, because it's really not getting into identity and purpose. It's getting into implementation of a policy without the statement of the policy.
Okay, this is Janice. I don't know what to do about this, and I've been, like the rest of us, pretty much torn about how to handle it, but I think it's in the just on the face of what you're saying, I hadn't thought about it before, Jabari, but this seems to be the perfect place if you're talking about identity and purpose to talk about how we feel about race. So this seems like this might be the right place for it. It probably won't work, but I just would like to discuss if maybe there's a way we can actually have a real discussion about this at a later time where we can really craft something that'll work. I know you don't want to hear this about another legal opinion. I'm sorry, but I just know that some folks legally say that it is possible. So
can someone state to me from a bylaws perspective, what is the issue?
Well, the issue was that we have, for many months, been committed to bylaws that said we required a minimum of 50% of our local and national board members to be women, and a minimum of 50% to be persons of color. And we were so committed to it that in the event that they were not naturally elected through the single transferable voting mechanism, we would replace people in order to achieve the diversity requirements. That's something that was thoroughly discussed everywhere, and 4 of the 5 labs approved it, and the national board approved it. And then at the very end of an 11-month process, 10 months into it, we finally sought a legal opinion about it. And Kevin has given us, I think, a very well-researched legal opinion saying, well, no, you really can't do that. The state of the law is that that would be deemed a quota, and it could have exposes to liabilities and loss of funding. And we've had that opinion from Kevin in early January. Since then, everybody has been spinning around in circles trying to figure out what we're going to do. And we are faced with very, 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 very upset people saying that if we abandon the requirements, then we're not serious about diversity. And who were quite angry about it and have asked us to get a second opinion. We decided not to do that. We asked the labs to present us with second opinions if they wished to do so, and said we would consider them. We did receive an opinion from Mimi Rosenberg. That was the only opinion we received. And we now are in the...
And we have heard from people like Maldaf, though.
Formally.
Not formally, but we did.
And Maldef's opinion was?
My understanding
is... Mexican American Legal Defense Fund.
Right.
Maldef said that they agreed we cannot have quotas, is my understanding.
Yes.
Also, the attorney from the San Francisco Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights said, no, you can't have quotas.
That should indicate that the representation from individuals at MALDEF are representations from individuals, not organizations.
That's right. And I don't want to misrepresent MALDEF, because the information that I have came off the record, and maybe we should be careful what we say.
And who was the other place you talked to, Carol?
The KPFA Lab Diversity Committee sought an opinion from an attorney who works with the San Francisco Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. And he didn't give them a written opinion. He gave them an oral opinion that, no, we couldn't have quotas in our bylaws and that this would be viewed as a quota. So that's where we are now. There are still requests coming in that we, as a board, seek out a second opinion. We're running out of time, certainly, to do that.
Yeah.
We decided we wouldn't do that.
I have a question.
And so where are we? Are we going to take Kevin's advice and eliminate the requirements? And if we are going to do that, then what are we going to make in the way of a statement about the foundation's commitment to diversity? The KPFA lab has approved some recommended language that came from the KPFT lab, which during this discussion I'd like to mention.
Is this Diallo's proposal?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question, because in the draft that I'm looking at, dated 2/11/03, in Section 3 it says principle. And this is, and it's just two sentences. The foundation is committed to peace and social justice and seeks to involve in its governance and operations individuals committed to these principles. Now, that's two sentences. Now, and then in Section 4, equal opportunity representation, why can't it be no more than the foundation is committed to providing for a wide degree of diversity in all of its committees, operations, and governance procedures? Why does it have to be any more complex than the same type of sentence or two sentences that were the statements for its principles under Section 3? I don't really see, because this is, again, under Article 1, which is identity and purpose, which is a philosophical statement of your organizational goals. It doesn't get into operational and specifics.
Which
is that a motion, Jabari?
I'll make it a motion if that will help us move on, because if Section 3 can only be put, only needs two sentences, I don't see why Section 4 would need anything more than two or three sentences.
Well, the KPFA lab has some specific language I'd like to.
I understand that, but I'm not talking about KPFA lab. I'm not talking about anybody else's. I'm talking about us as a board
like
of directors.
All right, Jabari Carroll speaking. Thank you.
I would like to propose it at this time.
Well, but Jabari just made, didn't Jabari make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make it as a motion.
To make a motion.
I'll move that.
Stated nor seconded. Carol's speaking, but...
Did you ask for a second to Jabari's motion?
Jabari, did you want to make that motion?
I'll make it in the form of a motion.
I'm sorry for not having done that. Thank you, Janice. Jabari, what is your motion?
I move that we include a two or three sentence...
Jabari,
yeah.
What is the motion?
Excuse me?
The motion, the language you intend to insert.
The language, let me get back. The basis is going to be the foundation is committed to providing for diversity in all of its operations, committees, and governance structures. That's no more complex than that.
Second that motion.
Okay, Jabari, I wrote down, you said committed to providing for wide diversity of participation in its governance operations.
All of its committees, operations, and governance structures.
Okay, and I think George, you seconded that?
Yes.
Okay, Carol?
I don't have a comment.
I'd like to.
Are we
like
calling the question
it.
Now, or are you asking for discussion, David?
I'm asking for discussion.
Oh, okay.
Carol had been speaking previously. I went to Carol prematurely, thanks to Janice noting that I failed to coalesce Jabari's motion and seek a second. Having done so now, I return the microphone, so to speak, back to Carol, if she wishes. If she passes, and then next may speak.
I don't have any objection to the statement there. I think that we, however, should make... some specific provisions in the bylaws about how we're going to hold ourselves accountable to that commitment. And I like the language that came from Diallo Cantambu of the KPFT lab that's been forwarded around. Teresa sent it, and several others did. The KPFA lab did like that language, and it's longer than what Jabari has said, I think that
has that been sent to Jabari?
Yeah, I've seen it, and again, it's like it's long and it's long.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer. I think though that in the political climate in which we exist, it's very, very, very important to many of our members and staff members and listeners around the country that we put something in the bylaws that holds that we have to be accountable to, and a way to do that.
The only other, I like Diallo's proposal too. The only other question I have, I got something from the last minute from Bob Lederer. They pointed out some of the language that Dave Furtick had recommended early on. Dave, do you recall that?
Off the top of my head, no.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
I can pull it up. I mean, I do recall, I think the language was that Bob referred to in my earlier draft merely added geographical to the list of diversity cross-sections to be considered. Otherwise, I don't know that there's a particular difference. I know that I was answering your question. I'm sorry. You were speaking, Jane.
I did copy this onto my desktop.
What does Kevin Fink think of this?
Yeah. Kevin, did you see Diallo's proposal?
Well, I have it in front of me right here, and where I'm a little confused, are we talking about the first paragraph, or are we also talking about inclusion of the reference to a further explanation of the committee's?
No, the further explanation was just further explanation.
Okay.
That would not go in the bylaws.
Oh.
It starts with, there shall be established in each of Pacifica's signal areas. I could read it out to everyone if you would like to hear it.
I would like to hear it.
Okay.
Please.
All right. There shall be established in each of the Pacifica signal areas a subcommittee of the board of directors to monitor underrepresentation of communities in their respective signal areas. These, and it's called, there, it's in quotes, committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing. They will also monitor election candidates and work with the outreach committee to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity goals in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the chair of the national board. These diversity goals will be published and maintained in each respective signal area, KPFA would like to add, and sent to the members with their voting materials. Communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the national board, the respective LSBs, and the outreach committee. Station managers and outreach committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach.
Read that last part, the last two lines again.
Communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the national board, the respective LSBs, and the outreach committee. Station managers and outreach committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach. All station managers and committees will report to the National Board and the LSBs quarterly on the status of diversity within their respective signal areas. The National Board shall query and monitor signal areas with identified underrepresented communities, and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities. Where necessary and with due notice, the National Board will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific changes to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective signal areas. The National Board will assist and encourage station managers and committees in finding new ways to improve recruitment efforts in their respective signal areas.
Now, I have a question for Kevin. This is Janice. This does say these committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity goals in consultation, blah, blah, blah. How is it possible for us to talk about diversity goals here when we've been told we can't?
Well, I really don't like that.
But no, goals is different from requirements, Janice.
Okay. I mean, you know, that verbiage does concern me a little bit. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, the one thing, if we're gonna use this as an operating draft, I think the one prefatory language that I would probably suggest that we have is have some limitation. You know, to the fullest extent permissible, subject to applicable federal and state laws and regulations. Okay, and if we can put some prefatory language on all of these things consistent with that, I could probably get reasonably comfortable. What do you think, Erica?
I agree. I think my biggest concern is we talk about publishing these goals, and to the extent that the goals are actual numbers, then the question becomes whether or not we're just playing with the word quotas. Because we can express the goal to have a full participation, for example, of the following, but you know, where that kind of language would give me comfort versus saying, you know, we will have 51% of
the
policy.
Well, he doesn't have any numbers in here, though, at all.
No, exactly.
But when you have goals, are you publishing proposed quotas?
No, I think what I would contemplated here is that a local committee of inclusion would look around and say, you know, our station area is comprised of 35% Latino people and 12% African American, and we really are underrepresented in the Latino community is underrepresented. Therefore, we need to do more outreach into the Latino community for candidates for elections so that we have a better pool of candidates. It would not set a quota that we would have to elect a certain percentage, but it would set goals that were consistent with perhaps the station area demographics, and to that extent, it would be a goal. And so I can imagine sending out with the elections materials to the to the voters. We're hoping that we can achieve at least 35% representation of the Latino community on our board, and here's your list of candidates. So it's an encouragement for the voters to consider diversity in their voting choices.
Dave, point of order?
Yes.
Are we still talking about my motion?
Yes.
Yes. The motion is that we be committed to providing for wide diversity of participation in Pacifica's governance operations and committees. And that's the motion on the table. There's raised the issue of the, I think, frankly, fine language written by Diala Kantambu relating to the development of a committee. That language includes phrasing relating to diversity goals, what Jabari has stated is the closest as we have on the table to, quote, diversity goals, end quote.
Well, the way I hear it, Jabari's motion was that none of the rest of this would be in there, that we'd have a two-sentence thing in the bylaws, and maybe we need to vote on that.
Well, procedurally, I would say that the Diallo Kantambu's motion really relates to the development of a committee.
Yes.
And Jabari's motion relates to the statement of a goal.
Okay.
Yeah. David, can I speak for a
second? I do have a comment, but anyone else?
Rob.
Rob also.
Please.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at here in Diallo's is number one, He is making a statement, and I think what Jabari is suggesting is that we should have strong, yet broad, and at the same time concise language about our commitment to diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But the other aspect of what Diallo was saying is that this should be implemented by means of a committee, which goes back in Article 7 or 8. I forget what the number is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where we would talk in more detail about the committee. What I like about that approach is that I think one of the concerns that we've had in the bylaw process is that there is a tendency for a lot of our listeners to get concerned about issues like the qualities of governance rather than what governance does itself. And that's why two of the most contentious things are the democracy issue and the diversity issue. Well, we know that democracy can be implemented by having elections. We're less clear about how to do diversity, and that's why I think we've broken... You know, we've not had a lot of agreement between the different signal areas about how to approach diversity because they've got different situations and different approaches to diversity. And I think...
And different environments in which they work.
Precisely. So what I like about this is that by creating a committee, it's clear that we're going to try to find a way to get diversity worked into the culture at the level of elections as well as in terms of the employment. On the other hand, what we're not doing is trying to make diversity as if it were a practice of governance, which it's not. It's something that should characterize everything we do, whether it has to do with management or programming or governance. Diversity should be an issue. It should be a quality of how we approach it. So I like the approach that splits, that makes, you know, that's going to have a strong but simple statement about our commitment to diversity and then followed up with something that implements the committee approach that Diallo suggests, which is, I think, a better way for us to show good faith to the listeners in making it work at the signal areas.
Yeah.
So the two things aren't mutually exclusive?
No.
I don't think so.
So you're saying that we can have Jabari's statement,
mm-hmm.
in addition we can have the committee. So you're saying Diallo's wording will not be in the bylaws?
No, some of it will be in Section 1 and some of it will be in Section 7 or 7-8 or 8. I forget, Article 8.
8.
Yeah, under committees.
Under committees.
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion, ladies and gentlemen? I would like to propose, Jabari, if I might, substitute language for your motion. It does expand it a little bit, but I think it solves some problems. May I proceed?
Sure.
That specific is committed to the fullest extent possible under applicable state and federal law to providing for wide diversity of participation roughly consistent with signal area demographics in its governance, operations, and committees.
Mark, he said operations, committees, and governance structures. Do you think that makes a difference?
Well, structures, whatever. I think throughout the foundation, my point is I'm inserting to the fullest extent possible in the applicable state and federal law, then adding that the goals are, quote, roughly consistent with the signal area demographics. Those are two key insertions that I would propose to satisfy the concerns. Frankly, KPFK Local Advisory Board is very adamant in its support, not unanimous, but very adamant in its support of goal of requirements, and also, and I agree that we're also very in support of, in Southern California anyway, two-thirds, you know, in terms of a goal of non-European American non-male. But that's Southern California demographics, and the fact is that if we say roughly consistent with single area demographics, we're saying roughly consistent, so we're not going to get sued for being, you know, 10 percentage points out. And second of all, to add to the fullest extent permissible under applicable state and federal laws. Is that an acceptable amendment to your motion, Jabari?
I understand what you're trying to get at, but
we don't have numerical goals, but roughly consistent with, or I could say, approximating single area demographics.
I don't want to put that language in because I just want it to be short and sweet, just like Section 3 on the principles. I think when we try to identify every potential issue that someone could have a grievance with, you never stop doing that. At some point, we as a board have to say to people, look, We have to our best extent codified in language the core principles that we believe are the most important things that all of us need to adhere to and work to achieve. That's what we really need to do. We need to make it clear that these are the core principles that we as a people are going to work to adhere. How they get implemented, it will be different. When they get implemented, will be different. But we basically state that these are the things that we think are fundamental and universal throughout the network. I don't want to get into the minutiae. I don't want to get into a detailed listing of these things. I just want it short and sweet.
Jabari, can I ask you a question then? This is Rob. Can you work with somebody from each of the signal areas and Erica or Kevin to get some principle language on diversity that meets your criteria for simplicity and succinctness, and that also takes the committee idea and puts it into the Article 7 in such a way that it enables us to follow the course suggested by Diallo?
Rob, we're out of time.
No, I mean before...
Today. This is our day.
The language, we don't have time to form language.
I would like to ask Kevin.
Let me make a suggestion, if I may.
Okay.
Well, here's my suggestion. Let's go back and look at what Erica's and my original draft was on this general language, which was in Section 4 before we deleted it. And I can read that again real quickly. It's pretty short. I think I could be wrong, Jabari, but I think it's kind of consistent with what you're saying, but you tell me. Can I read it real quickly?
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation is enhanced by the full and effective involvement of all members regardless of race, color, sex, age, religion, national origin, disability, or sexual orientation. The foundation strongly encourages all of its radio station staff, members, delegates, directors, and officers to to promote diversity among its members, officers, volunteers, and employees, as well as among its delegates and directors, to the fullest extent permissible, subject to applicable federal and state laws and regulations, period.
I like my language better.
I mean, I'm not surprised, Jabari. I kind of like yours, too, though.
That's okay. Fine. I just want to figure... I agree with Carol that we need to make a decision today what we're going to do on this point.
Well, Kevin, what do you think about the fact that we're making this statement and then we put the thing about the committee into a different section to implement this?
I like that idea, subject to, you know, the previous comments that Eric and I made about what we say in the committee language.
Right.
Okay, well, let's deal with this section here. That is Article 1, Section 4. The motion on the table is Jabari's language, that Pacific is committed to providing for wide diversity of participation in its governance, operations, and committee. And do you use the word structure, Jabari, or just...
I think that's it. I said
operations, committees, and
governance
structures.
Yeah.
Operations, committees, and governance structures.
For me, operations is a little unclear. I would change it to staffing.
Well, when I say operations, that's exactly what I mean. Anything.
Yeah.
Management and operations.
Yeah.
Programming.
Anything that has to do with operating the foundation.
Network.
And that takes the staff into consideration.
Everything.
Programming.
Everything. Yeah, anything.
All right.
What does Kevin think about that? I mean, do you feel that that's not enough?
Well, kind of like I said when we started this conversation, I think it's going to be very difficult for us at this place in time to grab something that is going to take us as far as we can go, because that will change, because the law is flexible at this point. I think having a general mission statement and then having a subcommittee and make it a standing subcommittee to always address as the law changes, what can we and what can't we do within the full parameters of what is legally permissible would provide the greatest flexibility for us going forward, and that's why I strongly encourage that's the approach we take.
Is there any more? The motion's on the table. It's been seconded. Is there any other discussion?
Read the language back one more time.
Okay, the Pacifica is committed to providing for wide diversity of participation in its operations, committees, and governance structure. Is that correct, Jabari?
Yeah.
The widest.
Is it the widest or for wide?
Why? Let's not get lawyers.
Just
easy.
Out of there. Okay.
Okay, one more time, Dave.
Pacifica is committed to providing for wide diversity of participation in its operations, committees, and governance structure.
Structures.
Structures.
Yeah.
How is that
from the national down to the local. So, for whatever.
How is this different? Pacifica is
committed to providing for wide diversity of participation in its operations, committees, and governance structures.
Right.
How is this different?
Motion on the table.
How is this different from the lawyers?
It's shorter, and it says the same thing without going into a listing of different elements.
The exceptions.
Yeah.
Age.
Okay, so that's the motion on the table. Is there any further discussion?
I'd like to hear what the lawyer says.
I would just repeat what I said a minute ago.
To the fullest extent permissible by law. You'd like that inserted, Kevin? Is that what you mean?
The language, to the fullest extent permissible, subject to applicable federal and state laws and regulations.
That's a given.
You remember that as a friendly amendment?
That's a given.
Jabari, mm-hmm? Man, part of working with the board and organization is give and take. Can you live with that?
What is your motion? What is your suggestion?
Friendly amendment is...
But read as follows.
Is what Kevin just said.
That Pacifica is committed to providing for wide diversity of participation in its operations, committees, and government structures to the fullest extent permissible under applicable state and federal law.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Kevin, are you cool?
Cool.
Is that good now, Kevin?
That's good.
I have no problem with that.
And who seconded the motion originally?
I'll second it now.
Well, okay, so that modification is seconded. And is there any objection to proceeding to the vote at this time?
No, let's go for it.
I'm quite proud of you, Jabari.
And I will merely note that I'm voting against it because the KPFK Local Advisory Board has insisted upon more profound constraints relative to diversity, supporting diversity. In any event, is there any other comments before we proceed to the vote? Now that I got my free shot? No?
No.
Okay. And a vote yes is to include this language, which I've read already sufficient times, yes?
Okay.
Let's vote. Pete?
No.
Janet?
Yes.
Carol? Carol Spooner?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Ferdinand votes no. We'll come back to Carol. George Barnstone?
Yes.
Risa?
I'm going to wait till after Carol Spooner
votes. Oh, dude. You finally.
Order, Rob Robinson.
Teresa.
Excuse me, Rob.
Yes.
Mari?
Yes.
Okay, Carol? Teresa?
Yes.
Carol Spooner. Is Carol Spooner on the line?
I am on the line.
You better
decision.
Step up.
Okay, yes.
Okay, the motion passes. With six
I
yeas.
I don't have George's vote.
Two nays.
George is a yes, right?
Yes, I'm a yes.
He wasn't a wimpy one either.
Okay, so that is now the language in Article 1, Section 4. Might I suggest that we return to the Article...
Committees and Board.
Section 2, relating to standing committees.
Mm-hmm.
To address the proposal... presented by Delican Tambu from the KPFT Local Advisory Board, and that language is presented. Has anyone got a motion relating to that language?
Yes, I move that we add a second paragraph, which will follow the first.
Excuse me. Where are we exactly now?
We are in Article 8.
8.
Section 2.
Standing
committees.
8-2.
Page 26 in the new thing.
8-2.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking out on my computer, so I have to scroll down.
Sorry, subsection G?
No, I don't want to add a subsection G. I want to add a new paragraph that says, in addition.
This is standing committee, section 2, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the whole new paragraph will be DLOs?
Yeah. It starts... there shall be established. In addition, there shall be established in each of the Pacifica signal areas a subcommittee of the... I'm changing it to for consistent terminology, the board of directors, to monitor underrepresentation of communities in their respective signal areas. These committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing. They will also monitor election candidates and work with an outreach committee.
Hi.
A local outreach committee.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis this section, I think it would just be more appropriate just to state what the committee is and not have to get into what it's
and not tell what its duties are?
Yeah, because we're not doing that with the other committees. We're not telling
you them. Do have a description of the other committees, though.
Yeah, it's very brief. And the other committees, we've got, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 words saying what they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is calling very strong attention to what this committee is supposed to do. And I'm going to state again, I really think it's important for us to do this. We have a very divided and anguished community around abandoning diversity requirements in the bylaws. And there's just a lot of pain that we're creating by doing that. And I think we need to be very strong in our bylaw statement about the commitment.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Who was that?
That was Pete.
Okay.
Professor, could you please read the specific motion?
It's long. You should have the language in front of you because I've emailed it to everyone.
Well,
but I will read it again.
It's also available for the listeners. It's also available on WBAI.net.
Right. All right. Here is the...
proposal.
Carol, can I make one quick question of you?
Yeah.
Your proposal, as I understand it, is a specific language that's been circulated. Are you agreeing that we can have the prefatory language relative to you know, consistent with applicable law?
To the fullest extent permissible under applicable state and federal statutes, to put in there at the appropriate place.
With that having been said, do you have to read this whole thing? It's going to take a while.
It takes too long to read it.
Yeah, we all got it.
I would like you to give me the first line. I'm toggling back and forth, and I have what Diallo gave me, and I'm not sure what you're cutting and pasting in.
I'm not cutting and pasting anything in it. All right.
Can you give me the first line of the...
There shall be established in each of the Pacifica signal areas a subcommittee of the National Board to monitor underrepresentation of the community of communities in their respective signal areas.
Search for committees of inclusion, Teresa. Maybe that'll help.
These committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing. They will also monitor election candidates and work with the outreach committee. Now, I've got a problem here because outreach committee is not mentioned anywhere else in the bylaws, and that would really be a local committee.
You want to say local station board outreach committees?
And work with the local station board outreach committee to improve the diversity of election
Maybe you do need to read the whole thing.
All right.
We do, by way of disclosure.
Yeah, I am doing that, if you know. Right. If you'd quit interrupting me, I'd keep going.
Can you email it to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now.
Thank you.
R-E-A-L?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it goes.
I'll soldier on.
Two L's.
I got it. It comes up automatically when I start. Okay. All right. I'm not sure where the to the fullest extent permissible by law goes. Kevin, you can...
Just leave it to the lawyers to put that in.
If you just put it in where appropriate.
Yeah, where appropriate.
All right. There shall be established in each of the Pacifica signal areas a subcommittee of the National Board to monitor underrepresentation of communities in their respective signal areas. These committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing. They will also monitor the election candidates and work with the local station board outreach committee to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity goals in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the chair. I don't like the chair of the national board, and with the national board. These diversity goals will be published and maintained in each respective signal area and sent to the to the members with their voting materials.
Now, you're adding that, right?
That's the one addition.
Okay.
The communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the national board, the respective LSBs, and the local station outreach committees. Station managers and outreach committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach. All station managers and committees will report to the National Board, the LSBs, quarterly on the status of diversity within their respective signal areas. The National Board shall query and monitor signal areas with identified underrepresented communities and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities. Where necessary and with due notice, the National Board will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific changes to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective signal areas.
Okay, that's the text of the motion. Do all the board members have the text well in hand in one form or another?
Yes.
Discussion.
This is Barry. I'm just trying to be clear. Is the motion to put all of that into the bylaws?
Yes.
Under
committees of inclusion. Which would be understanding committees of the board.
That whole
article. A.
Yes.
That whole treatise.
Yes.
Yes. Treatise.
That is the motion.
Yes.
That's true. That's what you and I have, Jabari. This is a treatise.
Excuse me. What did I say?
The notion is it will stick out like a sore thumb. That's exactly what it's there for.
Yeah, right.
Well, and it's, I don't know about anybody else, but I think this really helps a lot of what you call it angst, but some anger here that people are having about the, you know, that we didn't come stronger. And I'm just glad he thought of it.
It's just three paragraphs, right?
Right.
Three paragraphs?
Correct. Well,
yeah, baby.
Deal with it. Okay, let's not talk about the longevity of it. Let's talk about the substance of it and whether it should be included. Is there any comments?
Well,
besides how long it is.
Well, no, not only longevity, but I'm trying to make things in the bylaws be consistent with other things that have come into the bylaws. And And one of the things I think these paragraphs get into is a much lower and detailed level of operational implementation for this committee than other committees have been listed. I think that for a lot of reasons, it has nothing to do with diversity, but just has to do with consistency of format, that we shouldn't, for that reason, that shouldn't be done. I think there's probably three or four sentences out of the paragraphs that could concisely state what this committee is to do without getting into, you know, get into the minutia and details of how it will do it.
Any other comments?
Yeah, just
Rob?
Jabari, you can move such editorial amendments when we vote on this at the meeting in February. But for the time being, you know, I understand the strategy and the rationale for doing it this way, and I think we should vote on it.
I need to point out, Rob.
Yes.
That 7 days before the vote
right.
to adopt the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
The actual text has to be sent to all board members. We can't amend it at the board meeting and then adopt new something different.
Oh, okay. I beg your pardon. I thought he could argue.
No, this is it. This
I
is
would, then I would like to have just a little bit of discussion to Jabari's point. I do appreciate the fact that maybe we're going into too much detail here, and perhaps, just perhaps, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean, can we have any discussion about this?
Usually, Teresa, I understand mm-hmm. what Jabari is saying. I don't sometimes say it verbally, but, you know, sometimes you're leaving yourself open.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I just don't see that how this is leaving ourselves open. I guess I'm asking a question, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know if he can come up with something that's elegant and concise that would take in all this.
But my feeling about it is that it is pretty elegant and concise. I saw other draft language that was three or four times as long that tried to cover the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
It does establish...
Hello? Okay, everyone's here. Let's go proceed. Go ahead, Carol.
It does say what this committee will do in more detail, and I think that's reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
To people around the country that we are serious.
Carol, this is Kevin. If we're trying to use the current language and maybe shorten it, there might be two sentences that we could get rid of, which very much concern me.
Mm-hmm.
They're the two goal sentences, but I think if you take them out, the rest of the suggestion is pretty much the same.
Please identify those sentences, Kevin.
It's, these committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity goals in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the chair of the PNB. These diversity goals will be published and maintained in each respective signal areas.
What problem do you see with having diversity goals, Kevin? Can you give me a little insight into your thinking there?
Sure. I think from many people's perception, goals are the same as quotas.
If I may, Dave Frederick here. There are no goals stated, except for that to provide for wide diversity. And I think that if that's our stated goal, there is no issue relative to quotas. And I think that, while then the term diversity goals in this language is somewhat amorphous and perhaps even, you know, unnecessary, such that you could say these committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity achieved.
I like that word.
In consultation and so forth.
You like achieved?
Yeah.
And then you say these diversity achievements.
I'm sorry?
Then you say these diversity achievements will be published and maintained?
Yeah, sure.
Let me ask you a specific question, Kevin, about this. Because suppose that the Committee of Inclusion at KPFA looks at our demographics here and says, you know, the Asian community is so underrepresented, it's pitiful.
Yes.
And we really need to do something about that. We need to do more outreach. We need to find more Asian groups that have similar goals and bring them into the life of the station. And then, let's say with the ballot material, we send out something that says it is the goal of the KPFA station area to... increase the representation of the Asian community on our board and put the stats, you know, in the ballot material. Is that objectionable?
No, that, in fact, you know, if we want, if people are not comfortable with deleting these two sentences, you know, the one suggestion I would have, rather than the word goals, can we use participation?
Mm-hmm.
These committees will monitor participation or diversity participation and consultation with the general manager.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, participation, it's almost like you're saying this is factually where we are at currently. And we're going to tell, like, this is, you know, the numbers we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sharing that information for purposes of voting and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really coming up with goals or quotas as much as we're saying this is the participation. We don't think this is reflective
mm-hmm.
of what our community is.
I'm the one who brought up about this goals thing because I know that's a sort of like a lightning rod for lawyers. But I don't know why goals has to be interpreted as numbers rather than an aspiration or an intention.
It's an ambiguity which will provide fodder for litigators is what I'm really telling you.
Let me ask you this. If a person is...
What if you say goals and participation?
Well, I don't think, candidly, I'm never going to get comfortable with the word goals.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling that goals perhaps would leave us open for, let's say we have a person that's a minority and they are terminated and they could use this language to take a case and say, you eliminated me and therefore you did not meet your goals, therefore you're not providing for diversity and that's why I was eliminated? You're saying that they can use this in litigation?
Well, I think what the argument might be consistent with that is that, you know, under your own bylaws, you know, there were certain goals and quotas you were supposed to abide by, and by getting rid of me, you were in violation of your charter because
mm-hmm.
suddenly those quotas and goals are no longer met.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that's a great lawsuit, but I am saying that you know, by having the language we have currently, that's being currently proposed in the bylaws, we are creating that potential argument.
Mm-hmm. Are you also suggesting, Kevin, that... all right. We are an equal opportunity employer. We do constantly attempt to broaden the diversity of our staff and our programming and our listener base. Are you saying that saying explicitly that it is our goal to do that is somehow legally challengeable?
Our goal is to do what exactly?
Expand the diversity of our
of
our staff, our programming, our listener base, our...
Well, I think that concept or that context is a little different than the context of the two sentences I'm not comfortable with.
I think I think what I'm hearing you say, Kevin, is the combination of the word diversity with the word goal is what's bothering you.
No, I don't have trouble with the board basically saying that it is our goal to maximize diversity. It's kind of a mission statement. What I do get troubled by is language was saying that, you know, the committee will monitor the diversity goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that goes over a few extra layers from gray and more of black and white, where it seems to suggest, and there is an ambiguity still, but it certainly suggests to me that it's almost a quota reference.
Suppose we say diversity objectives. Goal can mean more than one thing.
I want his response.
The first sentence, shall monitor diversity goals. Aren't we really talking, we're monitoring our participation in diversity? So I don't understand why that first sentence is changing it from goals to
participation. And that's the word you like?
Okay, that's the word in that sentence that makes me feel more comfortable. I don't think it really takes any of the real guts out of it. Otherwise, I think it just makes it a little less suggestive that it's a quota suggestion.
This is Jabbar. May I make a suggestion?
Please.
I think a word that I'd like better is fulfillment.
Well, that talks about goals, because then you're saying, whether we fulfill the specific standard,
right.
That's even more specific than just saying general goals.
What's wrong with objectives?
All right.
Everybody's got their own favorite word, but
we've got a motion.
The motion is this discussion about possible modifications is motion.
Right. So Kevin is suggesting we go, these committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation.
Can I ask a question? I just for clarification. Is it essential that under this section where we're putting together a standing committee that you have to get into the language about what subcommittees of a standing committee does?
Yes, it is. We've already talked about how this is reassuring to our community.
But from a point of view of bylaws, is it? I mean.
No,
with the bylaws, it will be, other associated documents like, you have the Constitution, then you have the Declaration of Independence. So can't much of this go into like a associated document where you go into more detail on the thinking and the motivations behind what you're really trying to achieve that really shouldn't be a part of bylaw language, but gets
you know, Jabari, that's true. It could be in a separate policies document. And in fact, this language will probably be expanded by this committee of inclusion to develop some policies. What we're trying to do here is put enough meat into the bylaws about this to address the concerns of the community that are looking at these bylaws and saying, you abandoned us. You're no longer committed to requirements here.
No, I understand.
And that's why we're talking about this.
Yeah.
And could I go back to responding to Kevin, because you interrupted me?
All right, Carol, you have the floor.
Kevin.
Yes.
These committees of inclusion shall monitor the diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the national board. Diversity participation will be published and maintained in each respective signal area and sent to the members with their voting material.
Can I suggest language there, please?
Okay.
That reports of the committees of inclusion will be published and maintained in each respective signal areas and sent to voters with their election materials.
Mm? You just changed what I had said.
Okay, sorry.
You know, I'm trying to get clear on trying to address Kevin's concern.
I was just trying to clean up the language a little bit.
These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the national board.
The status of this participation will be published and maintained.
The what?
Just a minute.
The status of this participation will be published and maintained.
Oh.
In each respective signal area and sent to the members with their voting material.
Mm.
Can we do
that? Do we have to do that? Do we have to send it to the voters?
That's what we would like to do so that the voters are informed when they vote.
This is Jabbar. I think, when you get into that level of detail, you're putting a burden on the board and your bylaws that if any one of them little things doesn't get done for whatever reason, you're putting the board in a position that's untenable. I don't think we need to be doing that. I think what we need to make sure that people understand that if a certain wording or paragraph or a certain codification of language isn't in the bylaws, that doesn't mean that the foundation isn't aware of the issue, doesn't think it's an important issue. But from the point of the view of the bylaws, that is not the place to deal with structurally how we work the issue into our total picture of governance. I think that's what we as a board really need to be tasked with, because the more detail you put, and more detail and specifics you place on the board, the more you hamstring the board.
Okay.
I wanted to, Kevin, if you could answer my question whether that would work in your...
Carol, that would make me feel much more comfortable.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the motion on the table then is as read with a modification as stated, which we'll review in a moment. Is there any other discussion on that before I make put my two cents in?
This is Teresa. My two cents is that we don't need to say that we're putting it in the voting materials. We can choose to do that if we like. But I would like to keep it just as Kevin just suggested.
Is that a suggestion for a...
No, it was in there and sent to the voters, the members, with their voting materials. It's part of our educational function. We are an educational institution. I think it would be good to educate our members as to the diversity participation.
Right, but we could have it on the web. We can have literature at the station. We can have it in lots of different places.
Yeah, but
I don't think
25,000 people don't visit our website and go down to the station. They do get a ballot.
Right, but we could also have it available at town hall meetings. We could have it available lots of places. I don't think in the bylaws we need to say it has to go out in the voting material.
Well, I'd like very much for the members to be informed of our concern about diversity.
So do
when
I.
They're deciding to vote.
Yeah. So the issue here is whether or not it needs to be in the bylaws to have it included in the voting materials. Not having it there does not require it to be, doesn't prohibit it from being sent out.
Right.
No, but it does require it in... The reason why we would like to send it to the members when they vote is so that they are aware when they're making their voting decisions of the diversity of the participation and are thinking about that. Sometimes
I agree.
Sometimes people just go on automatic pilot and don't think about diversity, and we want them to think about diversity.
Right, but we can't force them.
No, we can't. We can only inform and educate them.
Well, I'm responding to Jabari's statement about hamstringing, and I think that's too specific.
Oh, well, first of all, it isn't the board who's going to be doing this. It says committees of inclusion would do it, which is a subcommittee, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the board members who are going to be doing who have to do this.
No, but it's in the national bylaw, so it becomes an element of potential liability because the board obviously has responsibility for everything in the foundation.
Of enforcing it, that's your point. Okay.
Failure to include this material could negate an election.
What?
Failure to include material would be grounds to object to the validity
of
an election.
That's one onerous, catastrophic consequence.
So your proposal, Jabari, is just take that sentence out?
And sent to the members with their voting material?
Yeah, I think, Carol,
so if you just say the status of this participation will be published and maintained in each respective signal area, then it's fine.
In the sentence there is what the proposal is.
Right, the general concept is make it as general as possible without specificity.
Okay. Hey, Carol, is that right? Okay with you that you're publishing and maintaining it, and that's it? Hello?
Jabari?
Well, Jabari's point is, I understand the point, and I understand the objection. I feel that we have an obligation to educate our members, and the best opportunity we have to educate them is in the ballot. Balloting material that goes to all of them. There's nothing else that we do that all of our members see or hear anywhere.
Can we discuss this in a policy where the elections people or governance people can encourage the...
Okay, all right, I give up. Strike the language.
Okay, so make the motion, strike the language, quote, and send to the voters with their election materials. That's being stricken. Is the person who seconded, retaining the second, is it still seconded?
I'll withdraw the second on that specific language.
In other words, you accept the modification and your second stands as modified, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Can you reread the whole thing with the modifications?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, because I don't know where
we
are.
There shall be established in each of the Pacifica signal areas a subcommittee of the National Board to monitor underrepresentation of communities in their respective signal areas. These committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing. They will also monitor the election candidates and work with the local station board outreach committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board of directors. The status of participation will be published and maintained in each respective signal areas. Communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board of directors, the respective local station boards, and the local station outreach committees. station managers and outreach committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach. All station managers and committees will report to the national, to the board of directors and the local station boards quarterly on the status of diversity within their respective signal areas. The board of directors shall query and monitor signal areas with identified underrepresented communities and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities. Where necessary and with due notice, the board of directors will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific changes to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective signal areas. The board of directors will assist and encourage station managers and committees in finding new ways to improve recruitment efforts in their respective signal areas.
Should we call the question?
Well, what I real quickly, Dave, and that is we're going to have some prefatory language consistent with legal.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so you're going to insert language subject to state and federal, to the fullest extent subject to state and federal law.
Yes.
Words to that effect?
Yes.
Is that copacetic with everybody?
Yes. I'd like to call the question.
Okay, is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes, I have one more comment. To the extent that, just from what you just read, much of that language in what you just read had nothing to do with the committee. It had to do with what other entities would do with the information generated by the committee. So from a structural point of view, it has no business being in that section dealing with the duties of the committee and the goals of the committee. Second, as a point of operational, consistency, the many of the things that were in there aren't really, in my line, part of what this committee would do. And just the last comment, much of the language were redundant. I think the same principle was being restated two or three different times in two or three different ways. So I think I can agree that maybe this could go in as committee, but I think we can squeeze that down to four or five sentences.
I'd like to call the question.
Okay, well, there's a motion to call the question. It requires a two-thirds vote and does not require a second. The motion to call the question is before us. To call the question is to proceed to a vote. That's the yes is to proceed to a vote. Pete?
Yes.
Janice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
I vote yes. George?
I think I missed for a second.
Okay. Teresa?
No.
Rob?
Yes.
Jabari?
Yeah.
George?
Yes.
Okay, the question is being called. Okay, the vote now will be taken. And the vote is to include the language that I read, adding the legalistic phraseology to the effect that we shall do so to the fullest extent permissible under state and applicable state and federal law. Is there any concern or confusion or uncertainty as to the language presented on the table?
No. Let's go.
No, hearing no objection, we shall proceed to the vote. A vote yes is to add this language as read to Article 8, Section 2 of the proposed Pacifica bylaws. Pete?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
George?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Jabari?
No.
And I will vote yes just for the fun of it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.